Welcome in. Today we're setting up a drum and bass template in Ableton Live that loads fast, sounds solid immediately, and keeps you in write mode instead of routing mode. This is beginner-friendly, stock devices only, and the goal is simple. When you open Live, you already have drums, bass, sends, and a basic arrangement ready to go, so you can get to the fun part quicker, making a roller. Before we touch anything, quick mindset. A template is not a prison. It's a starting line. You'll still break the rules later, but you'll break them on purpose. All right, let's build it. First up, project fundamentals. Set your tempo. If you're going modern rolling DNB, go straight to 174 BPM. If you're leaning jungle, you can live in that 160 to 170 zone. Keep time signature at 4/4. Turn on the metronome, and if you record MIDI, set a 1-bar count in. Tiny thing, but it removes friction. Now, the headroom rule for the whole session. While building, keep your master peaking around -6 dB. Not because we love quiet music, but because it keeps your mix behaving. If you build everything slammed into the master, you'll fight distortion and weird compressor behavior later. Now we lay out the tracks and groups. Create your core tracks and name them. This is not optional if you care about speed. Your brain learns where stuff lives. Inside a drums group, we'll have kick, snare or clap, hats and tops, break loop, and perk or fills. Inside a bass group, we'll have sub and mid bass, which will be your res or mid-range movement. Inside a music group, we'll have pads or atmos, stabs or keys, and an effects track for impacts and risers. Once those tracks exist, select the drum tracks and group them. Command or Control G, name the group drums. Do the same for bass, name it bass, and the same for music. Now a workflow coaching tip. Put loops, like breaks, on audio tracks. Put one shots either in a drum rack or just a simple audio lanes. Early on, simple wins. Complexity can come later when the idea is already good. Next, your return tracks. This is where we create instant mix ready space. Create 4 return tracks, A through D. Return A is your short room. This is a glue reverb, especially nice for snares and tops. Drop hybrid reverb on return A. Choose a small room or ambient style algorithm. Set decay somewhere around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds, then high pass the reverb, so it doesn't mess up the low end, around 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass at around 7 to 10 kHz so it stays smooth and doesn't hiss. When you start sending, keep it subtle. Think send amounts that feel like you miss them when they're off, but you don't hear reverb as an effect. Return beat is tempo delay. This is for movement, fills, and those little delay throws at the end of phrases. Add echo. Turn sync on. Start at 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Increase stereo a bit. But remember, do not get cute with stereo on bass content. If you want, put a utility after echo and widen it slightly, but mainly use this return on drums, stabs, and effects, not sub. Return C is reverb wash. This is your big atmosphere tail for pads, effects, and dramatic moments. Hybrid reverb again. Decay around 3 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. High pass 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass 8 to 12 kHz. And remember, this is not for your kick and snare most of the time. DNB needs punch. Long reverb on drums is how you erase punch. Return D is parallel drum smash. This is classic. If you only build one return today, build this one. On return D, add drum bus first. Drive around 10 to 25%, crunch around 5 to 15%. Keep boom off or extremely low, because boom can mess with sub weight. Then add a compressor, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so transients still punch through a bit. Release auto or around 80 to 150 milliseconds. And yes, we're compressing hard. Aim for 6 to 12 dB of gain reduction. After that, add EQ8 and high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. That's the secret sauce. You're smashing the mids and highs, not destroying the weight. Optionally, add a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz for snap. When you send your drums group to return D, start low, like -20 to -12 dB. It should feel like pressure and excitement, not like your drums got smaller. Now let's build our first rack, the drum bus rack on the drums group. On the drums group track, add an auto effect rack. Name it D then B drum bus rack. Open the chain list and create two chains, clean and dirty. Clean chain first. Add EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove rumble you don't need. If the drums feel boxy, try a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz, but keep it subtle. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release 0.1 seconds or auto. Ratio 2 to 1. You want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. This is not smash, this is glue. Now the dirty chain. This is parallel grit. Add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then add drum bus. Drive 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20%. Then a Q8. And this is important. High pass the dirty chain around 120 to 200 Hz. That means all the dirt stays out of your sub and low punch. Now set your chain volumes. Start with dirty about 10 dB lower than clean. Then blend it in until the drums feel more aggressive and forward, but your kick still hits clean. Teacher note. This is one of the best beginner habits you can develop. When you want more energy, you reach for parallel, not destruction. Next rack. Brake control on the brake track. On your brake audio track, add an audio effect rack and call it brake control. First device. EQ8, high pass the brake around 80 to 130 Hz so it doesn't fight your sub. If it feels muddy, dip 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs crispness, small boost 4 to 7 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. Don't hype it into harshness. Second device, auto filter. Set it to low pass or band pass. Map the filter frequency to a macro called tone. This macro is gold for intros. Filter the brake down, then reveal it at the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.